Handling bullying correctly probably has a bunch of definitions. I know it's a difficult element to administer. Again, I feel like as a school board, I've got the easy job. Set a policy that says don't bully and don't allow bullying and don't encourage bullying and deal with it in a swift and sure way. The administrators, the teachers in the school corporation, and then the students with each other, I think, have the tougher job. What is bullying behavior? How do you recognize it, and how do you call it out and help both the person who's being bullied and the person bullying to see the behavior and deal with it in an appropriate way? Are there enough resources and attention? I think that's probably a community scorecard kind of thing. I can't imagine a time when we will ever see that we don't have someone that's felt like they've been bullied. There's a streak in all of us that sometimes you just want to take something or do something that maybe is offensive to someone else, and so I don't know that we'll ever completely eliminate it, but I think right now the school board is aware of it. We talk about it at nearly every meeting, and certainly when we have our strategy sessions, and we ask the very question that you raised here, John, is are we really attending to this enough? Because it's an issue that we want to make sure, again, in that effort to have a safe, secure learning environment, this is a key element of it. And I think we're attending to it, and I've seen improvement. I've seen evidence that proactively administrators are dealing with it.